Okay, din mishalos baal hechiyashimena. Right? So somebody who didn't daven, how should he be mashlim? Right? Mishu tzarach lispa. And by the way, these halachas are so pertinent nowadays because before, a guy oversleeps and before he turns around, it's 11:35 and he missed chatzos. Right? So this the these in these days, it's a very common question. So mishu tzarach lispa'al shachris shtayim, somebody who has to daven shachris twice, or mincha shtayim or mincha twice. Im hu shliach tzibur, if he's a shliach tzibur, yoytze b'ma'ashu hu chayzer es ha'tfila b'kol rom. So if you're the chazan, so this is your way out, right? Meaning, if you know that you missed ma'ariv, so be the chazan. Then you have no shaila whatsoever, right? You can be yoytze your second one with Chazaras HaShatz. Yud, Mishin Estapik Loi, Him Espalal Oloi. If somebody is Mesupik, if he should daven or not, Bezman HaZeh, She'en Mespalal V'Nedova, Ein HaChoyzem Mespalal. So, meaning, Safik Brachas, we know, is normally Lekula. Right? So we're saying here, that if you're Mesupik, whether you daven or not, so Bezman HaZeh, nowadays, She'en Mespalam in the Dova, we do not make Tfilas in the Dovas, right? We discussed this before. We could hardly concentrate on a Shemoneh Esrei that we're supposed to do, much less a Shemoneh Esrei that's what do you call it? Voluntary. Right? So therefore we don't do it. So Ein Achayz Mespal, so you would not go do a Tfilas in the Dova. Right? Fine. And obviously you can't daven again. Not in the Dova because of Safek Brachos Lahakol, and davening is a derabbanan. So since davening is a derabbanan, you don't repeat a davening. Simin Chaf Beis Dinei Tachnun Uboy Yud Seifim Laachar Aleph Laachar Shmoneh Esrei Oimrim Tachnun B'Nefilas Apayim. After Shmoneh Esrei, we say Tachnun with falling on our face, right? Bein Ladaber Sicha Schulin Bein Shmoneh Esrei LeTachnun, and you're not supposed to talk Sicha Schulin, mundane talk. Between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachnun, right? And it's interesting what that reason is, right? Because Tachnun is part of Shemoneh Esrei, and if you want and Tachnun be'etzem, everybody loves when they skip Tachnun and oh, there's a bris and all that. It's really not smart because anything that we think in our head to daven for is in Tachnun. Right, we're bad guys. We don't deserve the good. Don't punish us. Don't do what we deserve. Right, we're all dirt. Zocher ki afar anachnu. Why wouldn't we want to say that? Right, I mean that's exactly what we should be saying. So that's what we're saying. So if you talk, that's what the kids are saying. If you talk in between, so then that makes a hefsek between your shmones and your tachnun. So what's the problem? There's a story where Reb David Feinstein. They said that. So he was Sandik a lot, so they would get out of Tachnun because with the minyan, the Sandik davens, and even if the bris wasn't in the is not in the place that you daven, so you don't say Tachnun. So one time they knew he had a bris, and he said to everybody they should say Tachnun. So they went over to him later, and they said to him, you're supposed to be Sandik today, so why we say Tachnun? He says, the truth is, they never told me beferish. That they are supposed to that I'm the Sandik. So therefore I found a heter for us to be able to say Tachnun. Right? So he was looking for ways in order to be able to say Tachnun. But anyways, so Tachnun is a very important tefillah, and that's why you're not allowed to talk between it and Shmoneh Esrei. Although I once saw from Chaim Kanievsky that he says like a little word or two here and there is Be'etzim is allowed. Fine, obviously not during Chazaras HaShatz. Days b'shachris kibin sheyesh tefillin b'smayla b'shachris since there is tefillin in the left hand noitin al tzad yamin mishum kavod tefillin so you really lean on your right side because of kavod tefillin over mincha noitin al tzad small and on mincha you lean on your left. All right. Gimel nefilas b'ayim yesh liyas miyushuv tachnun you should say sitting down ach b'shas atchak yochel liyas gam umed b'shas atchak you could say it standing up. All right. With achar tachnun and meaning. If you do have to stand up, what you should do is you should lean on something enough that if you pulled it away, like on a shtender, that if you pulled it away, you'd fall down. And that has a shtickle of a din of sitting down. Right? Lachar tachnun, oimrim v'anachnu loy neida, which is really not part of tachnun. V'yesh lamar b'yeshiva, and you should say it sitting down. B'achakach omdin v'omrim ma nasa. And after that, you're supposed to stand up and say ma nasa. There's an interesting pshat in that, meaning, first of all, I don't think the Velt does this. You're supposed to stand up before ma nasa, right by ma nasa. So, because by doing that, then we're showing that we did all the different ways of davening. We sat, we stood, we went on our face, and now we're standing up to show that we are and that we did everything, right? So meaning now we're getting up. Fine. Ain nefilas apayim ki im b'makom sheyesh sham sefer Torah. You should not put down your head unless there's a sefer Torah there. But if there's no Sefer Torah there, Afal Pisha Yeshom Shar Sifrei Kodesh, even though there are Sifrei Kodesh, ain't noiflin al paneim, we do not fall on our faces. Elo Imrim es haMizmor b'li nefilas apayim, then just say the Mizmor, which is just a Perek Tilim, not just a Perek Tilim, but it's essentially a Mizmor of a Perek of Tilim. Right? So you say it without putting your head down. If you daven in a room off the Beis HaKnesses, so Pesach Beis HaKnesses Pesuach, and the opening of the Beis HaKnesses is open, right? Meaning the door is open. Now that it's looked like as if there's a Sefer Torah. There are those that say that Svarim, you can put your head down when there's Svarim also. Should be the biggest issue you do in your life that you put down your head when there's only a Svarim there. Hey, kishvaspalam beis avol, beis or in the house that somebody died, al pi she'ein sham avol, even if there's no avol, meaning the person died in that house, but let's say there's no kids. Ein tachnun shivas yimei, then you don't, but there's minyanim going on there, so you don't say tachnun shivas yimei. I think if you daven b'yichidus in that house, it would be also, but I'm not sure. Afilu b'mincha sheyom shvi, even by mincha on the seventh day, because meaning his chiddush there is that shiva's over, right? We say mikzas ayam kekula, shiva's over on the morning of the seventh, right? But you still don't say tachnun by mincha v'noyeg and shigam b'shuvam lebeisam einam ayrim. And the meaning is even when they come home, they don't say tachnun. Bim yesh avol, what?
People down mincha on the last day after she was over.
No, they usually daven in shul. But if they came
But,
back, meaning I'm assuming what he means is they left the house and they came back to daven mincha, even though it's no longer what we call a shiva house, you still don't say tachnun. Vim yesh aval beis haKnesses, and if there's an aval in the beis haKnesses, ein tzibur negrar nacharav, then the tzibur does not go with him. Meaning sometimes you have where there's no, you can't get the minyan. Sometimes out of town, you can't get a minyan in the aval's house. So there's a whole shaila in the Paiskin whether the aval should go to the shul. Pashto says he should go to shul. So does he pater? Does he make the whole tzibur not say tachnun? So the kitzur is saying that the tzibur does not go after him. For imrim tachnun, and they say tachnun ela sha'aval eino emer. But the aval doesn't. He himself should not say tachnun. They say that also for the chasen. Well, let's see. We'll wait for the chasen. Yeah. You don't say tachnun in a shul that has a bris, or shabal bris, or sandik, or if the father of the baby, or the sandik, or the moil is davening there, even if the bris is going to take place in someplace else. Why? Because for them it's their yomtiv, and therefore they make everybody potter. And if they daven mincha in the, let's say they make an afternoon bris, before the Suda Swiss, either Emsa Suda or a middle Suda, Gamkin and Amr, you also don't say. But if the daven after Birchas HaMazon, then Oimrim. Right? Achabal Bris, Vasan, Vamay, Lo Yemro, Afla Acha Birchas HaMazon, Mashum, the Yom Tov Shalem, who meaning they don't say Tachnun by themselves, meaning the Tzibur does, they themselves don't. Because for them, it's their Yom Tov. There's an interesting Shari Tshuva. Doesn't seem like many are makbid on it. The Shari Tshuva says that if you're in a shul and the olam is saying tachnun, you should put your head down to look like you're saying tachnun with them. So, but I've seen Rosh Hashivas who were sanding that day and they don't put their head down. So, not sure. Not sure. It doesn't seem like that's the hanhaga. Zayin. Mechein chasan kol shiva during the whole sheva brachas. That's if the chasan was never married before. neither was the kala. Aval alma shenasa almana, but a widow with a widower, ain loy rak shloisha yom. They only have 3 days. V'achakach aymrim, then they say tachna. But we have a chuppah b'shachris aymrim. This is always a big tumult in the shuls. The day of the chuppah by shachris you say it. Uva mincha shusama l'chuppah ain aymrim. Mincha you don't say it. All right. So he's paskening that by shachris you do say. Some say it depends. If it's a summer wedding and the wedding is going to be before Shkia, so then that's considered the day of the Chuppah. But in the winter, where the Chuppah is really the next day, so that's not called Yom Chuppasai, so there they have a much harder time saying that it's Pater, you know, making the Tzibur Pater. But as far as I remember, the Paiskim say that you should. How do you say it? The Chassan himself does not say. Ches, ain't ever talking about Rosh Chodesh, Velebe Tuba, Velebe Tu B'Shvat, Velebe Chanukah, Velebe Purim Gadol, Shnei Yamim, Velebe Purim Katan. Purim Katan means in the leap year. Shnei Yamim, Velebe Lag B'Omer, Velebe Kol Chodesh Nisan, Velebe Tishrei. Now, the Lag B'Omer is a little bit loaded, because what about Erev Lag B'Omer? Right? Or is that included? Because he doesn't say Erev by any of them. Right, it just says v'lo b'chol chodesh nisan v'lo b'tisha b'av v'lo b'yom shebein yom kippurim l'sukkos. Right, v'lo b'rosh chodesh sivan ad la'achar isru chag d'shavuos v'lo b'isru chag d'sukkos b'chol elu ein amrim gam b'mincha shelefneim. You see, he says b'chol elu, you don't say by mincha before. However, meaning so lag ba'omer, that's where some have the heter to be able to start taking haircuts already from lag ba'omer, meaning Erev Lag B'Omer in the afternoon, because once you stop saying Tachnun, it already means it's a Yom Tov. Av Erev Rosh
And
Hashanah,
he's a chassid, right?
what?
He's a chassid.
Yes.
So it's from more the Yom Kippur Lesukkos. They go until they go
Till
after
Rosh
Sukkot also.
Chodesh. Yeah, he
Yeah, and
doesn't
he goes
say, right? He doesn't
right.
bring that. Yeah, that's a good point. Right?
How do we know he's a chassid?
He's from Hungary, so he has a lot
So
of No, I.
there were no litvaks.
They were, but meaning Hungarian customs is usually what the Hasidim do. It doesn't mean he was mamish a Hasidisha, just he just it's he had the Hungarian customs, so that's what Hasidim lean towards, right? So
I
Avobera
mean,
Rosh Hashanah.
he's not bringing Nusach Svart here. He's talking about mostly Nusach Ashkenaz here.
Yeah, that's true. But then there's again
So,
there's different times where you have whether there's different levels of
yeah,
what
a few, few
Kodesh
times, but
Svart.
most of it is Nusach Ashkenaz.
That's true. Over Rosh Hashanah, Omrim gam b'slichus. Over Rosh Hashanah, you also say slichus. 1 second before that, over Rosh Hashanah, over Yom Kippur, Omrim b'mincha shelifneim. Right, that we don't do, right? I'm sorry, we do. I'm saying, yeah, I knew I was mixing it up. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippurim, meaning the day before Erev Rosh Hashanah, and the day before Erev Yom Kippur, that's what he means. You do say it, even though they're Yom Tovim, Yom Kippur for sure, Erev Yom Kippur for sure. But we do say mincha before them. Over Erev Rosh Hashanah, Omrim gam b'slichus, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, you also say tachnun b'slichus. Rak la'achar kach, ein Omrim. But after that, meaning by davening, you don't say. Fine. Test b'sheni v'chamishi l'fi shem yemei ratzon. So Mondays and Thursdays are yemei ratzon. Ki ba'arvayim yom shel kabbalas luchas shnius ala Moshe Rabbeinu b'yom chamishi b'yor b'yom sheni. Right. So since he went up on a Thursday and he came down on a Monday, l'chein marbim hem tachnunim. So that's what we marba tachnunim. V'ayimrim kaidim tachnun v'hu rachum. V'ayimrim oisim me'umad. Meaning that's, you see the way he's saying it? He's saying, v'hu rachum is not tachnun. It's added things. And you say standing, but tzorach l'ayimrim b'kavana u'b'mesinus. You need to say it with kavana and mesinus derech tachnunim. V'yam she'ein ayimrim tachnun, ein ayimrim oisim. And days that you don't say tachnun, you don't say it. You had lacher tachnun omrim chatzi kaddish. After tachnun, you say half kaddish. Uvasheni v'chamishi omrim kelar chapayim me'umad. You have to say kelar chapayim standing up. Vayin l'kamon masay ein omrim. I say when you don't say the tzibur makes a big mistake with kelar chapayim. Right? I mean, that's what we say before by Ibn Sayyaran. They think that when you don't say Tachnun, you also skip Keller Chapaim. You do not. Keller Chapaim has nothing to do with Tachnun. So the basic rule is that when it's a day that you don't say Lam Natseach, then you don't say Keller Chapaim. But if it's a day that you don't say Tachnun Stam, then you do say Keller Chapaim.
I think you have to talk to your friend at Art School. I think Art School has it. If you don't say Tachlin, you skip it. But I'm looking it up right now.
I'm sure there are those that disagree. I'm sure there's those that disagree, but as far as I know, the default psak is
No, he gives a list. I'm sorry. It is omitted on festivals, including Chol Hamoed, Rosh Chodesh, Erev Pesach, Tisha B'Av, in some congregations, the 15th of Av, Erev Yom Kippur, Chanukah, Purim, and Shusha Purim, the 14th and 15th of Adar, Purim Katan, and in the House of Mourning. If you don't take Tachnun because of a bris, you say Chapayim.
What?
You say Allah Chapayim.
If you don't say what?
If you don't say Tachlin because of a bris,
Then you say it or you don't say it?
you do say it, I think.
Yeah, that's what
Yeah,
that should
and
be the
what about
din.
Yehi Ratzon?
Hiratzins goes with Tachnun.
Yehi
Why? I don't know.
Ratzon do go
Right.
Tachlin. Okay.
Yeah, anyways, okay, we'll stop there, right? That's the end.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank
Shabbos Tovus
you.
and Zagazant.
Sure.
Good night.